Parapekei Mishnei. Kachna filik the glalim, the avonim the adama. Necessarily, you can't use every single kli. The Mishnah's Mechadish, you can use every single kli. It's like the Tzjodiv. The Chiddush is that you might think like Dumi the Saita, so you have a kli cheres. Therefore, the Chiddush is you can use every kelim. The Lashon Rambam, Eche kli cheres, Eche kol kelim. The Chiddush of kli glalim, kli avonim. So the Rav says the Chiddush is even though they're not a kapot tumba. So they have a kinyan makapi kiddush. As you could have had me to say that something which is not makapi tumah is chesaron in the same kli, kamash malon, then no, it's only kabbalas tumah and about the same kli is the same kli and therefore it's makapi tumah. Kashim blayt, svina is not considered a kli of kabbalas tumah. Still, with something has the same kli, you kashish mechatus. The halach is that the chomer goyzi shouldn't be mavi mechatus in a nar. And the Mishnah Mechadish is the Mekadish Mechadish, this is Mutta. The Gzeira is only a Gzeira of bringing it. Mashing it, the Svina just sitting there, it's not going. So the Tfei Tzitzel says it's not a Chilek at Gzeira. The Tfei Tzitzel says, oh, here's somebody, I'm a Godel. And over there, you're allowed to bring it from Bisvina. Stavka Shanaris. I'm with Fanas Hakem, Le Bishuli Amachas, and Gufa Achovis. He said that David, these things is because they don't have a Shane Kli to it. France came as a shever kli. Halacha is normally kapik kabbalas tumma a shever kli. If it's able to become a mask without being similar to something else, it's tumma kabbal tumma. So do we understand our mishnah? So our mishnah is enechanami. We're talking about a case where it can't be alamu fnei atzmai enechanami. If it could stand by itself, we be kabbal tumma. We never same kli. Mishnah Chani Dayim says Faket that even though Klape Tumma it would be considered a Kli, but Klape other Dayim it's Kenzain, you need a higher level of a Tzarech Kli. So who do you know over here? Kuba Kish Mechat, there's a Din, you have to have a Kli Choshev, and even though Klape Kabbalah's Tumma maybe since it's Yoch Lamed that has a Shem Kli, but here we're not having a Shem Kli. Dayim Tzom Psil Elakelim that the only thing which is matzal and some psil is you have to have a keli covering it. The keli, but if it's not a keli, it's not going to be matzal. She'ein matzilim yad kicheres el keli. This she'ein is not a hezber of the first halacha. It's a separate din. That the only thing which is matzal kicheres is going to be exceeded keli. What does it mean? What does it mean? The thing that Peshat in the Mishnah is that if you have a kicheres and inside of a kicheres you have a sheretz, and in there you have another kli, so the avik kli cheres, being that there's another kli, it's not going to go into the other kli, and so you matzal if it's matami. The Rav over here says up here, the Rambam, he's in yipol sheretz for avik kli cheres, tami kol shem, but take everything's tami. Besides kelim, kelim are not tami for avik kli cheres, only uichol and mashkin and tami, and not the kelim and tami. There's the Mishnah saying, imatzal kli cheres, so the kelim means that in the actual kli cheres, everything is going to be tummy, but Kim's not going to be tummy. So this try is a little bit shver, because Tzilam, I shouldn't say Matzilam. Also, this is not so much kosher to the same Kli. According to verse Malach, it's totally in the same Kli. Over here, even Shiva Kli is not going to be tummy, but I'm going to be tummy. And the Shtikl Tzarech Ian is Mahalach. So the basis of Yutza and Kshera, Rizzi Paiso, the Mechlikas is, Rizzi holds that it's possible to Kiddush, because not going to stay the way it is, you're going to put it in the kitchen afterwards, therefore it's not called Gemara Malacha, it doesn't say the Kli, so the Kama holds it still has a Shem Kli to it. Beitz is a Tanaguilim, or maybe Yudu Machshirim, or Chabim Pislin. Say it's not a Kli, or you say Lamaisa, why is it not a Kli, because it's not a Derech Timiachet of the Kli, well no, could be you could say it has a Shem Kli, and therefore it's going to be Kosher. This is Zayin, a Soikas, Shokas of a Salim, Malamba, Vein, Bekashim, Vein, Mazim, you know, and so some. The Chiddush of all these need a Kli, and the Chiddush and Mishnah and Chadash, the Kli Mechub is not considered a Kli, and therefore it's not going to be possible. The Kli, the Chibur Besid, if it was a Shem Kli Betolish, and Mechab Besid, then already, yeah, Shem Kli, Malamimba, Mekachimba, Mazim, Menu, Tzir, 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 so only a kli was a kli and a chibur besid, but if it was already taught, if it was chibur when they made the kli, it wouldn't be a kli. Then what about Rav Asa some above says according to the Rabbanon, Talish of Sayyid is considered a Kli, it's considered a Talish. It doesn't say that Shuvim, which is only episode of the Rabbanon, Kavos Sayyid doesn't pass it, because it's the Rabbanon. So the Chayyim of the Armish to my Din Dereisa, leading Kiddush, and still we say that Talish of Kavos Sayyid is not considered a Kli. Take him in the middle of Mata, or Pakaga, Bismartut, Manish Teich of Paislin, why is a Pasim, Mishmai in a Gloom, a Kli, Bismartut, doesn't have a same kli to it, therefore it's going to be pasul because it's not considered in a kli. And this halacha lechayr is lav dafka by soikis, any kli talish which has a hole in its ois kli, and you put a smart to it, it's not going to give it a same kli to it. Rambam Pesha Mishnei says the psul in the kiva lamate is because the mayim is considered it's on the pekak, it's not considered in the kli. The scrub is mazm with the malach and Rambam is talking about that the neck is not about the Torah's kli. But still, there's a chesaron that it's called, it's being held up, I did the smartut and I did the kli, and therefore it's considered that it's a chesaron. Because lamata, if the neck is menatzad, it's going to be kosher, because it's not mevatim mitoris kli, and it's not being held up, I did the smartut. The side is going to be kosher, the pasuk side is on the side to be kosher, it's only going to be kosher until you get to the nekev. Once you're above the nekev, then about it's going to be possible. Another. Once the whole thing is kashi, says all the mayim mishuk is because of the kiddush, even above the nekev. About the nekev is not on the bottom, as it's kli. So the whole mayim is considered in the kli, as a kashi of the kiddush. Achlikas is the mayim on top of the nekev is not given to the kli in the tisidayim. According to the Rosh Kim Akash, above the kli, kudin can't be not tisidayim. Ashken, according to the Goyin, even the Mayim on the neck was considered as Toichi Kli, the Chorv Kashan Tezidayim. Today, Sukhosoi Spshevin Achas, Kish Echma Mayim Shvashneim Mekadosh, Mekadosh, one side of the other side, like Mekadosh, and the Kuvis, the Zuchar Sanod, if they add a Chibar Shvar Sanod, or the Mayim and Safan Agabeim, Kuvis Shom, so if you do one of them, the other one's going to be Kadosh. So Mishnah Mavur, that if it's one Kli, but if it's two separate halakim to it, it's not going to be kaddish, it's something chibur or shver sanud. We see from the Yerachemi's right, we see that in the shver sanud is a shir and kolot arakula. I did shver sanud in one mokim. And that's the yisur of shver sanud, that's the reason why it's been mechabered over here. Look, if there's a chibur between the two sides, it's enough putting the apron to one of them, and it's been kaddish both of them. B'skov es ha-shayel, the Gemara in Tamur is mevur, there's a din, also in Saita, that there's a din that's supposed to be iruv. For the Afer and the Mayim. That's in the Ram also state as in this if I got be playing Mayim, Arva Kol. So how's the Kiddush for help when his neck is Shvarasa Nud? He was to do one, but the Mayim took a Shani is not going to be offer. So Mikhailis Kash, so the Briskirov went to say the vice place, the din of Erev is not a chilik of the Kiddush. Dika Kiddush is the offer touch Afer touching the Mayim, then Erev is the noise of the Kiddush, it's not going to be the chila. It's just going to be a din. It's din lechachila. It's not going to be ma'akif. The kapis tomorrow. I'm sukkah lamazayin. Says Tosfos Yumim Mavur that the din here was only din derabanan. That it's not going. That it's not going to ma'akif. But even the tzaddik says deraisa. The chori said the dover. It's not going to be leikuva. This is a nice tukkah. Says the Rashi Yumim Beizim and Aleph. Says Milo Mayim the Kiddush and he says Mayim the Eifim Arvi Yachad. Shmash Erev is a chilek of the Kiddush. Says Rashi Bechur, says Mashma like that. The Erev is a chilek of the Kiddush. So he came, what's the Pshat now Gemara? He says, the Pshat is a chazanish says that din Erev is not a din in the Mayim. That it came in Mekadosh unless it's Morv. It's a din the Efer. The Efer is not Mekadosh, it's Morv and Mayim. Therefore, once it's Morv and chilek of the Mayim, that's not spik, because it's Morv. Mishnah Tashteva, Mishnah Kivin, Zuluzuvas, and Eishn Shaikas. You have two stones. Each one has three walls, and the fourth one is open. They put next to each other, they made into one sheikas. So with their main shem name in Mekadoshim. The Sadek is not considered one kli, and that chilek would not be Mekadosh. But if you mamish mechabret made it, osun, besid, or begispis, and milchot of the achas, you got mamish shem name Mekadoshim, even my name is Mekadosh, because it comes, the whole chilek becomes a kli, and therefore it's Mekadoshim.